Unofficial figures show more than 56% of Egyptian voters have given their approval to the country's draft constitution. The vote count is still underway. The first round of the referendum was held in 10 provinces, including Cairo. The rest of the nation will go to the polls next Saturday. More details are emerging about Friday's school shooting in the U.S. state of Connecticut. Medical examiners say 8 boys, 12 girls, and 6 adults were killed at a primary school in Newton County. The gunman used an assault rifle to kill his mostly 6- and 7-year-old victims. Over 50 rounds of shots are fired outside a California shopping mall in the latest shooting incident in the U.S. Police say no one has been injured. The gunfire caused panic at the mall during the busy shopping season. Authorities have placed the mall on lockdown. One person is in police custody over the attack. Iran has expressed its opposition to Western plans to deploy Patriot missiles near Turkey's border with Syria. The Armed Forces Chief of Staff, Major General Hassan Firouzabadi, has said the West is preparing itself for a new war in the region. He warned of the dangers of such a war for Europe. New footage has shown foreign-backed insurgents forcing Syrian children to join their ranks. The children were also being forced to dig their own graves before joining insurgents. Children have been the main victims of the violence in Syria since the unrest hit the country back in 2011. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has urged foreign forces to leave the country's villages and draw back to their bases. He said Afghan forces are ready to take charge of securing the entire nation before the planned withdrawal of foreign forces at the end of 2014. Japanese are voting in an election likely to return the long-ruling conservatives to power after 3 years. The government of Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda has been predicted to suffer a defeat from the Liberal Democratic Party. The LDP is expected to win a big majority in the parliament's 480-seat lower house. And U.S. officials still remain at loggerheads over how to avert the looming fiscal cliff. Republicans have offered to raise taxes on top earners while demanding major spending cuts. Democrats insist that only taxes on the wealthy should be raised to contain the budget deficit.